Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little about routines, specifically pregame routines. And I want to present a concept to you. I like to call it a pregame routine funnel. So I just worked with a team this week, and we went through this sheet. And all it is basically a funnel where we start with about 60 minutes from the time of your competition and then go in 10-minute increments all the way to about 10 minutes before game time. And for each of those time periods, again, maybe not going to fill in every one of those, but kind of get a picture of basically what you want your routine looking like from about an hour before the game until about 10 minutes. And to do this, we spoke about four characteristics of a good routine. Number one, we said they're consistent, so we should be doing pretty much the same thing each and every game, right? To prepare ourselves and really knowing what you need to in order to be successful, what you need to do to prepare yourself to be successful game in and game out. Second, we want it to be time focused. This is where the increments come in. So, you know, we should be doing pretty much the same thing, the same exercises to get ourselves ready an hour before, 30 minutes before, 10 minutes before. I always say, if I come to watch one of your games and I look at this pregame routine funnel, I should pretty much know what you're doing and where you are, where I could find you, because you're time focused and it's the same thing game in and game out. The third thing is we want to include physical and mental exercises. So we don't just want to prepare our body, we want to prepare our mind to get ready to go compete. And then the final thing is we want our focus to increase the closer we get to game time. So the funnel I use starts off up top with the 60 minutes. And as you get into that 10-minute mark, the funnel gets narrower, right? It gets narrower because our focus, we're going to get more zoned in, more focused on the game. So that 10 minutes, you know, anything starting from about, I don't know, I'd say about 30 minutes or so, right? That 30-minute mark all the way to about 10 minutes, that's probably where we want to include some of those mental exercises to start really focusing in on what we need to be doing, get our mind right. So what are some of those mental exercises? And some of those may include visualization. So we're going to see ourselves competing, performing, having success, playing out different scenarios that may happen in a game. And when we're doing this, we want to make sure that we're being as vivid with our image as possible. So, you know, what do we see, feel, hear, taste, smell? Okay, using our senses. So that's one thing we can do. Breathing exercises, right? To get our body relaxed, get focused, really focusing our attention on each breath, right? If our mind drifts, bringing it back to our breath, really working on our concentration before games. Performance journaling. So you could do so many things with this. You could, if you've been using it and have some affirmations in there, you could read through those. You could go through some of your goals for the season or for that particular game. We do a 3-point focus exercise with athletes sometimes. So what are three things that you have control over that you want to make sure that you're doing in that particular game? Things that'll set you up for success. highlight reels. Okay, so just writing down your highlights from the season so far or past highlights and looking at them before you go to compete. So those are just a couple things. So performance journaling is also really good. So anything that we're going to do again to get mentally prepared, and we want to aim for that 30 minutes to about 10 minutes before. So if anyone listening to this wants a copy of the pre-routine funnel that we use, don't hesitate to email me. It's just rob@betterinstitute.com. I'll shoot that right over to you for your athlete can use it. And hope this was helpful today. Thanks for joining us. Subscribe to our podcast here and follow us on Facebook. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.